The Heart of the Garden by Victoria Connolly, performed by Jan Kramer. She liked to walk around the maze alone, once the housekeeper and the gardener had left for the day. That was when Morton Hall became hers again, and she would walk through the panelled corridors, her feet soft and silent on the patterned rugs, passing the rich tapestries depicting Arthurian legends and doomed lovers, and the enormous paintings in jewel-bright colours. It was her great-great-grandfather who had built Morton Hall in the 1860s with proceeds made from the Industrial Revolution. She'd never thought of it as a particularly attractive house. She'd never been a fan of the Victorian Gothic style. Its interiors were too dark for her liking, and many a time, she joked that she was going to whitewash the whole place with a nice cheap emulsion. She wouldn't, of course, because she knew that she was living in a little piece of history and that it wasn't hers to change. She was merely a custodian who was passing through. So she endured the dark corners and the oppressively patterned curtains and wallpaper. But what would become of the house and garden after she died? This problem weighed heavily upon her as her health was deteriorating. But she also realised that she could do pretty much whatever she wanted, couldn't she? She could hand the whole place over to the local cat rescue if she wished. Just imagine the fun those little darling animals would have scratching their claws on the priceless tapestries. Or maybe she could bequeath it to one of those heritage trusts. Although she had to admit that the idea didn't really appeal to her. The house would simply be one of many open to the public. It wouldn't change anybody's life or make any real difference, would it? It would simply be yet another national treasure. She'd had many approaches over the years from people wanting to buy the house or its collection. A Russian had once offered her an eye-wateringly large seven-figure sum and was affronted when it had been turned down. When she'd asked him what he'd do with the collection, he'd said most of the pieces would be kept in a vault. All that beauty and colour shut away where nobody could gaze upon it. She could never agree to such a thing. Art dealers galore had forged a way to her door too, begging to rehome her Rossettis and Holman Hunts. Each one of them had been sent away empty-handed. She wasn't selling. It was as simple as that. She'd had one idea about what to do with the place. She'd been in the maze when she'd had it. She had all her best ideas in the maze. At first, she'd shrugged it off. It would be too complicated, too idealistic. It wouldn't work. It couldn't work. Or could it? She took a settling breath, putting all thoughts of wills and other worries to the back of her mind as she walked down the wide staircase with its deep crimson carpet and ornate balustrades carved from oak. She crossed the hallway towards the enormous front door and let herself out into the garden. It was in the garden she could breathe properly, come alive again. Be herself. She never tired of it. In all the long years she'd lived at Morton Hall, she had never been bored by the garden, or at least one small corner of it. Crossing the herringbone path, her slippered feet sunk into the cool grass, and she took a deep breath of evening air. It was late September, and she could smell wood smoke from the cottages in the village. The nights were drawing in. The year was winding down, and everything had that melancholic feel about it. One could no longer pretend it was summer. The warm days were over, and there was a chill to the air now. That meant long sleeves were necessary.